That is Blue Skies, which we will be having tomorrow. So that is something to look forward to. And I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Steve Summers, who's the Chief Operating Officer from Brentwood Borough Council. So first time on the radio. Hiya, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. For a Friday. It's always good on a Friday.
Now, we've got a couple of things to talk about, but before we go on to the High Street and the business grants, your job at Brentwood Council, you're the Chief Operating Officer. So tell everybody about the role and what you look after.
Yeah, so I'm the Chief Operating Officer at the Council, and I have quite a wide-ranging responsibility. So I look after things, services like housing, waste collection, which we're going to talk about a little bit this morning, grounds maintenance, customer services, including our contact centre that most residents will ring, parking, enforcement. So that's just nearly all of what I do. But yeah, it's a very wide-ranging role and responsibility.
Yeah, I like the way you said parking and then enforcement. Because it's nobody's favourite. I mean, I wouldn't want to do that job. I don't think anybody. But you have to have rules. Otherwise, the streets would be full.
Yeah, exactly.
People parking on the pavements. Now, let's talk about the high streets. Some shops are going to be reopening this Monday. Shenfield, Brentwood and Ingatestone. So what type of shops are going to be opening? And how is it going to work with, you know, access in and out, the car parks and things like that?
Yeah, so you're quite right. So we've got three brands for the main shopping centres. So we've got Shenfield open, Brentwood open and Ingatestone open, which are all coloured in terms of their own areas. And from Monday, as you know, the government are allowing non-essential retail shops to be open. So they will be a range of shops, unfortunately not ones like hairdressers or barbers, which is unfortunate, but most of the others where they're non-essential, they can open. The work that we've been doing is around trying to ensure that all those shopping areas will be safe for residents and shoppers to go to. So what we've been doing is we've been working with those retailers that are intending to open on Monday. And if you go down the high streets over the next few days, you will see we've been working on putting directional travel arrows on the floors, on the pavements. You will see signs up as well on the lampposts reminding residents and shoppers around social distancing. And also what we've been doing is we've been working very closely with the retailers in terms of providing them with a pack, in terms of giving them useful information and links to other business support resources, but also posters about how many people can go in at any one time, customers are allowed in at any one time. We've provided them with the government's guidance on reopening shops safely. So that's really the key, is to try and make it as safe as possible for people to go to the high streets and shop properly.
What about going in and out of the car parks?
So the car parks are open at the moment. So if you take Brentwood, for example, the multi-storey car park is open. William Hunter Way is open. So shoppers can use those car parks, residents can use those car parks. And again, what we're asking for is the same really with the high streets. You know, the guidance we're giving people is to just think about your social distancing. So in terms of the car parks, also we're encouraging people to use their phone to pay as opposed to using cash or whatever. But really it's around people thinking about their social distancing and making sure that when they go through the car parks, that they that's what they do. They keep that social distancing at all times. Certainly when I go out to the shops, I do wear a mask. And again, I would suggest that probably if you can get a mask, then I would suggest that you do wear it. But there's not a requirement to do that at this moment in time.
Right. Okay. No worries. So that's the high streets. And also, as you mentioned there, Steve, if you go online, you've got Brentwood open, Shenfield open, Ingatestone open on Facebook. So you can find loads of details on those sites too.
As always, you know, on the Facebook or on our website, you can find that information. And if you need any guidance, or if you know you're a resident, or if you're a shop and you need guidance, then please contact us, and we'll only be too happy to help. without a doubt.
Now, that's the discretionary correct. Business grants,
yes.
This came about because you did so well on the other grants for businesses in Brentwood.
We did.
Amazingly well. How much money, do you know off the top of your head what it is?
The main grant was just over £15 million.
Yeah.
And that went to over 1,000 businesses, which was really good.
Mm.
And we were really pleased to do that, all the hard work of my colleagues to get that money to businesses was really essential. So I was really pleased with that.
Obviously businesses that were outside of the remit, and that's why the discretionary business grant has come in. And you've already given, well, you can say how much you've already given out and how many businesses have been helped.
Yeah, so we're really pleased because you're right, and the government recognised that the main grant, if you like, didn't cover all businesses. A lot of small businesses weren't in that criteria. So now we're pleased to announce that we've paid out £770,000 to 121 local businesses. So again, we're really pleased with that, all the hard work that's happened to make that quickly happen.
Yeah.
And I think certainly you will see from some of the local businesses that we've been talking to, the small businesses, and certainly we'll be communicating this where a number of them where it's helped them tremendously in terms of running their businesses and getting their business back up and running properly. So it's really good. I think also is, you know, a lot of these, the government prioritised some of the businesses and they're very small businesses. So they might be businesses, you know, where they're working from shared offices or bed and breakfast or market traders. And as you say, that those sorts of things keep the economy going. So that they're vital, that they're helped to keep that business running so that people can spend their money, and that just helps the economy tremendously.
And as I said to your colleague last week, somebody that I know that is a staunch Labour supporter but has a business in Brentwood said even they, you know, might not always agree with all the policies, but they said that they got the business grant and it was so quick and it made such a difference. So isn't that nice to hear?
Yeah, and it is good to hear, and I think, you know, that's the sort of thing, you know, we need to do, and in terms, and that's what we have done, is in terms of trying to get that finance and that grant out to people as quickly as possible, because it does make a difference, and that's really good.
Yeah, definitely, and also all the parties working together, which is what Chris has, you know, I know they put out a joint statement, but that is also, in these times, we didn't need people infighting, so that has been great across all the parties working together.
Yeah, that's always good.
Day of Waste Change launches August the 3rd, so what's that about?
You're probably aware, and residents will be aware, that we've been talking about changing our waste collection process. So we'll have a change in terms of the old orange bags. We'll have a new blue bag, which will collect cardboard and paper, and a white bag that will collect tins and plastics. And the idea behind that is that's just about trying to take out of our waste stream those orange plastic bags and improving the environment by enabling us to get those cardboard and paper and tins and plastics back and recycled as quickly as possible. So we're not making more journeys than we need to in terms of getting those recycled. That's ongoing, but we've now been able to announce the date for that. So that's the 3rd of August. That's actually going to come into being. So over the next few weeks, we will be distributing the new bags to residents. And then included within that will be calendars identifying when their days are going to be for when they can put their waste out. And also a letter explaining the logic behind of what we're doing and what actually the priority is for doing that, the logic behind doing that. Also, on our website, we will be putting a short video on there identifying the way you can do it and what's going to go into the bags, what waste will go into the bags. And as always, we always encourage people to sign up to our text service. The text service enables residents to be notified the day before of what's when their waste is going to be the next day. So we always encourage people to do that because it just helps people in case they forget to put their waste out. So we always encourage people to do that. And again, you can find that on our website.
Excellent. Can in the Van is back.
Yes.
Today.
So Can in the Van hopefully is ongoing as we speak.
Yep.
8 o'clock this morning, I think, till 1 this afternoon, both at Sainsbury's and at the Chapel High Ruins. And this has been very successful, been really good that a lot of people have been providing food or other matters to the Can in the Van, which obviously then goes on to our community town hall hub and then gets shared out amongst the charity and food bank and another charity and such like organisations, which extremely helps the vulnerable and is a very worthwhile cause. Mm. And hopefully today we'll see the success that we have previously. If you go there today, they are identifying certain, as you said, certain products which are harder to get than others. Mm. So if you're there today, if you speak to them, they'll be able to identify the sort of things that they're looking for, which would be great.
Yeah, excellent. So will we be speaking to you again, Steve, do you think?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, that would be good. I think myself and my colleagues are enjoying coming on the radio and speaking to you and talking about the things that matter to the residents of Brentwood. So, yeah, that'd be great.
Great. It's nice to have such a mixed bag as well of people.
Yeah.
So it's
because
it was Chris, and then I've spoken to Jonathan, and then I had complained because I said, where are the women in Brentwood Council? Then I've spoken to some of the women from Brentwood Council, and it's great just to speak to so many of you, really. It's good
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, and I think that there is a good mixture of men and women across the across the council, so we're very fortunate to have that.
Mm.
A number of women at a very high level within the council as well, which is excellent.
Yep, definitely. Well, I was asking people in general, have you put on any weight during this COVID?
Unfortunately, I have to say yes. I think I've tried to go on a diet for the last 12 weeks, but it hasn't worked.
No, I'm just waiting for this place to wait. Once the Brentwood Centre opens again, I think the gym will be packed, full of very long-haired, wobbly people, I think.
Yeah, all social distancing, I hope.
Yes, all social distancing, yes, of course. Cool. Lovely to speak to you, Steve. Thanks very much. And we'll be speaking to another member of Brentwood Council next week.
Great.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Cheers,
bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.